This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado has shattered the state's record for COVID-19 cases recorded in a single day. Nearly 9,000 positive tests were reported to the state last Wednesday. That's almost 2,000 more cases than the previous record set the day before. The sharp increase is being driven by the Omicron variant. Tributes are pouring in for former Broncos coach Dan Reeves, who died Saturday at the age of 77 after battling dementia, CPR's Vic Vella reports.
Reeves coached with integrity, character, and toughness. That statement from the Denver Broncos, a team Reeves led to 3 Super Bowls in the 1980s. He was one of only 7 coaches in NFL history with 200 wins, most of that coming in Denver. But Reeves also led the Atlanta Falcons to a Super Bowl in the late 90s. A game Reeves lost, ironically, to the Broncos. While Reeves had no Super Bowl wins as a head coach, he won 2 championships as a player and assistant for the Dallas Cowboys. I'm Vic Vella, CPR News.
The Boulder County fires are already forcing many experts to reconsider their understanding of the wildland-urban interface, or WUI. That's an area considered vulnerable to wildfires. CU Boulder fire scientist Jennifer Balch says the right condition can put many Front Range suburbs into the danger zone.
The factor that played the biggest role there is wind. Essentially, those high wind conditions made the WUI bigger and opened the door for fire in ways that were unexpected.
Balch says a destructive fire should be a wake-up call to control ignition sources and build more fire-resistant neighborhoods.